This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. We take you now to Capitol Hill for our special coverage of the Senate hearings on enhancement of the Patriot Act. As we join the hearing, Senator Kennedy is asking questions of Attorney General Ashcroft.
We ought to hang every dang one of them. That's my ruling.
Attorney General, the Senate pages are very sorry. It won't happen again.
Ain't right, folks, touching a man's gun.
Well, I still think shooting him was a bit out of line.
Only winged him.
May we have some order in the chamber? Senator Kennedy, you still have 4 minutes of your own, and the Democrats still have 30 minutes.
I thought I had five minutes, Senator Warner.
Well, I wasn't sure whether this little incident came off your time or the total allotted time for the hearing.
Well, I don't know why I should be penalized for the Attorney General's outburst. Why don't we take the time off of his answers?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Weaver, Senator Lieberman.
We could take the time off my period with Secretary Rumsfeld. I have lots of time.
Does that meet with everyone's approval?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hatch?
With all due respect to my good friend Senator Kennedy, is this going to take time away from valuable Republican questioning?
Oh, I do not believe that it does.
Then without objection, we shall...
Miss Shemming.
Senator Thurmond.
May I ask off what made you qualify to sit on this committee?
Wait a minute. Strom, didn't you retire?
I couldn't understand a word he said, by gobs.
Strom? Senator Thurmond? Oh, hell, he fell asleep again. Well, never mind.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer to the former senator and let him sleep.
Fine. Without objection, so ordered. Now, as to your time, Senator Kennedy?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hollings?
Senators, assembled in this fine, august chamber on our nation's business. I say, are you listening, son? If you don't pay attention, the fast ones will zip right over your head. I say, head, son. That's a joke, boy. You wasn't paying attention and you missed it. Mr. Chairman, I rise on this auspicious occasion to voice my famed support for the chairman's clear vision. I say vision in the matter of my friend Senator Kennedy's time. Thank you for this fine opportunity, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Hollings. Senator Kennedy, you have 5 full minutes, sir.
Well, Senator, is my time coming out of our total time?
I will investigate and let you know, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Is this coming out of my time?
No, in fact, your time doesn't begin for 5 minutes, so if you'd like to get a jump on your time, I'll start your clock.
Thank you, Senator. I won't need all of my time. Attorney General Ashcroft, you don't seem to have a great deal of regard for our Constitution.
I like parts of it just fine. Does this answer come off my time?
Everything comes off of everybody's time.
By gubs. Well, parts of that Constitution thing's just plain commie. But I'm sworn to uphold and defend the parts I like, and I'm sworn to arrest everything naked I can find.
Well, Mr. Attorney General, you're already arresting people and detaining them without charges. You're confining people on little or no evidence. Now you're advocating the censorship. You wish to create a nationwide network of vigilance committees to hang un-Americans, a category you seem incapable of defining. What is the purpose of this, sir?
They should protect our freedoms, by gobs. I can define an American senator, and you're right close to the line, and that's my ruling.
Secretary Rumsfeld, did you have a comment?
We're all in terrible danger. We must protect the world. And if that means locking up a few 100,000 traitors, it's for our own good.
Shige, we got a foolproof loyalty test.
Oh, dear. I don't know, John.
And that would be?
Name the fairest flower a womanhood ever bored.
And answer is...
Lily Langtree, you danged fool!
Mr. Ashcroft, I must ask you to holster your gun yet again.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing against the Jersey Lily, by gobs.
I meant to imply no disrespect to the late Ms. Langtree, whomever she may have been.
All right, then.
With all due respect, Mr. Ashcroft, the chair has a suspicion that Ms. Langtree, while certainly deserving of every accolade, is not currently well known enough that she might constitute the basis for determining a person's loyalty to this nation. Also, if memory serves, Ms. Langtree was nicknamed Jersey Lily after the British Isle of Jersey, not our state of New Jersey.
I told you you were nuts, John.
Now, Rumsfeld.
We must have the new Patriot Act. It's essential to our plans.
And plan would be, Mr. Secretary? Come, Mr. Rumsfeld. Surely you can tell us... How did that bat get in here?
Can the sergeant at arms control that thing?
I told them nothing, Master. Nothing. I'm loyal to you, Master.
I thought so. Is that bat giving you orders? Secretary Rumsfeld? Somebody, shoot it!
No! Don't shoot!
It's gone.
Mr. Secretary, were you, taking orders from that bat? Was that, bat not in, fact, the Vice, President, Count, Richard, Cheney?
Count Cheney? I've never even heard the name before.
Did you share an office with Count Cheney at the Department of State in the 60s?
Oh, that Count Cheney.
Is not Count Cheney the evil overlord of this misbegotten administration? Is it not true that you urge passage of this act in order to further the ends of evil?
Sounds to me like you already got your mind made up, Senator. Maybe you need a little rub of the brush.
I don't have to answer, Senator. It's classified.
Senator Warner, how much time have I got left?
Well, Senator Kennedy, there's some confusion about the time, thanks to the outbreak involving that bat.
Senator Warner, I'd like to ask Secretary Rumsfeld some questions.
About what, Senator Lieberman?
I don't remember, John, but they're good ones.
But I say, Mr. Chairman, we must make, for Equitable time distribution, otherwise we just a bunch of gators sending on the highway. That's joke, son. I say, a joke. You missed that one. Boy ain't quick. I say, quick. Slow leaks upstairs, if and you know what I mean. I'm sure I say, sure, we are all patriots here, Mr. Chairman. But we must surrender. I say, surrender to the ancestors, to what our rights have been born to. By chickens, I say, chickens in red patent leather, son. Gobbledygook and hobbledehoy, Bazooka Joe and the Double Bubble Twin. I say.
This is Pablo T. Flies. The Average Network has brought you the Senate hearings on the enhancement of the Patriot Act. The preceding was intended as satire. We repeat, satire, spelled S-A-T-I-R-E, satire. It was written and produced by the Average Network and Uncle Bob Young. All celebrity voices were impersonated by highly trained celebrity impersonators. These impersonations should not be attempted by untrained personnel due to the risk of serious personal injury. Yet more material threatens to appear, so we invite you to stay tuned until it occurs.